Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, August 15th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Last week, a report from iFixit detailed a new feature in iOS that alerts users if an iPhone battery can't be verified as a genuine Apple part. In a new statement today, Apple defends that strategy as a way to ensure device performance and safety for users. This message appears whether an official battery from Apple or an aftermarket battery is installed. The only scenario in which it doesn't appear is when Apple itself or an Apple-authorized service provider does the repair. Some characterize this feature as another way for Apple to eliminate the third-party repair market. Specifically, people questioned the new feature amid the ongoing right-to-repair battle. In a new statement yesterday, however, Apple explained that the purpose of the new warning in iOS is to protect users from faulty aftermarket batteries that could potentially pose fire safety risks. The company also noted that in no way does the warning impact a customer's ability to use the phone. Furthermore, Apple emphasized that there are now over 1,800 Apple-authorized service providers across the United States for genuine iPhone repairs. The counterargument here is that the message does prohibit users from accessing the battery health information in the Settings app, but Apple's argument focuses on the safety aspect more than anything else. In other news, Apple has set its latest Apple Watch Activity Challenge for August 25th. This challenge is being held in celebration of the Grand Canyon National Park's 100th anniversary. The Apple Watch Activity Challenge requires you to complete a walk, run, hike, or wheelchair workout of at least 3 miles in distance, which just so happens to be the distance of the South Kaibab Trail to Cedar Ridge and back. If you complete the challenge, Apple will reward you with exclusive badges in the Activity app, as well as animated stickers that can be used in Messages and FaceTime. The Grand Canyon National Park Anniversary Challenge is notable because it requires a workout of specific distance. Many activity challenges in the past have only required a timed-based workout, such as 30 minutes of a specific activity. The challenge will take place on August 25th, and we'll be sure to remind you then as well. Rounding out today's news, Apple has recently updated its App Store preview pages for Stories to allow more users to view the full content of Stories from inside their desktop browser. App Store Stories have always been shareable as links, but the web version was just a title and a navigation link to open the story in the App Store. Since the start, opening those links on an iPhone or iPad has automatically launched the App Store to the native content view, but on the web, it would just be a title, an image, and that link. Now, the web preview provides a similar experience as you would get in the native App Store apps. This includes sections, app lists, screenshots with captions, and the actual text of the article. The full content of the article is readable from inside the Safari browser. The new design is a two-column layout. On the left is the complete title card, exactly as it would be shown inside the App Store feed, with the full article on the right. Apple has been gradually upgrading its web offerings across all of this year, including a new, more friendly URL domain scheme, such as apps.apple.com and books.apple.com. We also saw big changes to the podcast web experience debut in April, including the ability to actually listen to podcast episodes through an integrated Apple Podcasts web player. You can view the full new interface for App Store Stories on the web at the links in the show notes below. Other things new on 9to5Mac today include the latest episode of the 9to5Mac Watch Time podcast with Zach Hall. We also have our full review of the IKEA and Sonos table lamp and bookshelf speakers, as well as a look at a neat native union cable organizer. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.